You do anything cool this summer?
Unfortunately, not really. I had a lot of class. So I'm getting my MBA in 1 year. So I had class all summer long. For 1 month in June there, I had class for 5 hours Friday night and 6 hours Saturday morning. So,
did you get up, did you get to go home at all?
No, I didn't end up going home.
Wow.
All my classes were in person. So, but I mean, I can't be complaining with a 1 year MBA and while continuing my hockey career. So.
This is true. Yeah. I was going to say, cause that hockey team up where you're from had a pretty good run. I was wondering if you got back up there to see any of that.
Oh, I wish I missed that place. Can't wait to watch some games there in the future.
Tanner, when you found out that you were going to wear the C, what were your emotions?
Ecstatic. I was so happy. Just the people that have worn it before me, just to put my name on a list with them is absolutely incredible. The history at UMD is so profound and amazing, as we know. So just like putting myself in the same conversation as them, and Coach Sandlin having the thought that I would be able to carry on the culture and help the team grow and I mean play as long as we can. It's truly a great feeling.
Was the decision to come back for a fifth year an easy one for you? You mentioned getting a 1 year MBA, which sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, with that MBA and the ability to come back and help lead this team, it wasn't too hard of a decision. I mean, there's definitely some things that pull you one way and the other, but I love it in Duluth. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world, and then you got the atmosphere and the community and the crowd that just push you along and are right behind you. And then, yeah, being able to get my MBA while playing hockey, I couldn't really turn that down.
Talking to Bulldogs captain Tanner Latterroot. So, you know, you've mentioned the captains that you've had that have come before you. And, you know, the guys that you've played with, the captains that you've played with, have you been taking notes this whole time? You know, what kind of things have you learned from the guys that have come before you?
I've learned so much. If it's from, whether it's from Parker year one, you know, Shep and Wolfie, or if it's, I mean, Noah, I mean, can you name anyone much better than
right.
that? But no, I try to take a lot of things from them. And I actually didn't play with Kars, but I'm with him a lot over the summer, obviously working out at UMD, and so does he. So even just seeing how he works and what he doesn't even need to tell me. I can just see exactly how he works and what he does. So learning from them, I owe a lot to all those guys.
You know, you mentioned Noah, and I know that it was disappointing to have the season end the way it did out in Loveland and so close to getting back to the Frozen Four. But what it did allow was it allowed Noah to sign and make his NHL debut in the building that we're sitting in right now. And you guys are down on the glass for that warm-up. How special was that?
I can't even put that into words. That's probably one of the coolest experiences I've ever experienced, and I was not even really doing it. So we were all so happy for him, getting an entire team down 2.5 hours all together was awesome. But then it's worth every penny we spent, anything we did, the time, effort, everything to see Noah smile when he came by our corner, man. Oh, it was awesome.
My wife and I came down here just for a couple of days. I was off and I thought, we'll just slink down to the cities. And so I'm flying back from Loveland that Sunday, and I landed in Minneapolis, and I saw the tweet from the Flyers that they were signing Noah, and it didn't really register in my mind. So I get home, and her and I start talking, like, he's debuting on Tuesday in St. Paul. We were going to go anyway. And then, so we're down here already, and I started seeing this, you know, people talking, there's a bus of guys coming down. The whole team's coming down. I'm like, well, that'd be cool to get them on the glass. I didn't think it would actually happen, though. How did that all come together? And it was such a cool thing to see and to be down there and get a kind of a front row seat for you guys reacting to seeing him and him reacting to seeing you.
It honestly all happened so fast. Right when we found out that he was going to play and it was here at the X, it was kind of a no-brainer for us. We called right away. We got the bus that we used to go on our road trips. Yeah, we came down on a coach bus, all of us together. Then started kind of at a restaurant just before the game where his whole family was there and got to see Anton and a couple of those guys. And so got to say hi to the family. But then when we were down there, we were like, we got to get there early. Got to be there for warmups. We had eight guys wearing Kate's jerseys from whether it was USHL or whatever it was. And we had them turn them around. So it had Kate's on the front, and we wanted to make sure those guys were right up against the glass. And we thought that there might be some media following with that, whether it be, you know, spitting chiclets or Barstool or whatever that was, or just, I mean, NCHE, UMD. But no, that was awesome. It was quite the fun experience.
I've posted a lot of crap on Twitter. That was the most viewed video I've ever posted on Twitter. It was like, like 80,000 views or something.
Oh,
it was stupid how crazy that thing got around. Tanner, this is a very, very different group than the one that we saw last year. And, you know, talking to Scott Sandlin and talking to Adam Krause this week, I'm sensing some excitement. And it's no disrespect to the guys that were here. It's not that at all. But it's fresh. It's different. How different has this been so far? And you've had a chance to get on the ice with this group so far, a little bit at least.
I mean, yeah, it's super different. I mean, just starting off with 10 freshmen, 2 transfers. I mean, that's a lot of new faces on any team in any league anywhere. But it's been very exciting. I mean, I love those guys. I played with them my whole career, basically. But the new guys are hungry and happy to be there, and they're so excited. And a little bit of new blood is never always a bad thing, but definitely excited. A lot of goals happening in practice, so better watch out.
I was gonna say, is that a good thing or a bad thing, though? That's the question.
That is a good question.
I have a feeling that if I ask the coaches, they might tell me something different than what the players are gonna tell me on that.
Completely. But it's been awesome. Everyone's so eager and excited. I get that's what comes with young guys. I mean, they're just so, they don't know what it's to expect. They bring it every single day. There's no comfort at all because they haven't done it. So they're just so eager and they're all hungry. And I really like where we're going.
If they want, you know, you and Jesse to show you your bling yet, or has that happened?
No, not yet. Maybe when we get a little further down the season, I need to show them what it's like. But they're great kids, man.
It's different. I was down there on Monday and just looking around, and it's not even a matter of who is that wearing that number. It's just they're different. It's different styles. It's different skating styles. It's a different look, and it does remind me a lot of 17-18, the year before you got here, and they had 10 freshmen, and it was kind of the same feeling walking to those first couple of practices. I'm like, well, this guy can do this. This is kind of cool. And again, it's not disrespect to the guys that left. It's just it's different, and sometimes different is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's been crazy with this whole COVID thing and so many extra fifth years. And I mean, obviously myself included, and that's going to be ending here soon, but we just didn't have that turnover that we normally have. And now we just got hit with it all right at once kind of, but yeah, that 17-18 team, I mean, no one really counted them in, barely made it in. But no, then they went on to win. So who knows what can happen?
It's on the back of the ring, the inside of the ring, .0001. That's going to live forever, and Gopher fans are going to hate it, and that's cool. That's even better about it. A couple more with the Bulldog captain Tanner Latterroot. What is the dynamic with you? And I know Jesse's not wearing a letter, but he's going to be counted on as a leader, as a fifth year guy. What's the dynamic with you and him?
I mean, we live together in Oakland. That's the where the freshmen live for the first year. So lived with him for the first year, and we've been close ever since for the next, I guess, 4 now. So, but no, it's really good. We've played on Lions together. We've been together a lot, and he does bring a really good presence to the room. And I mean, he's as big and as strong as anyone. So, we'll definitely need to lean on him and his experience too, because he was in that game. He played that game too. So, definitely going to lean on him a lot too.
Seeing what happened to Zach Stascoll last year and what Will Francis went through, how much does that galvanize the entire group and kind of bring you guys together a little bit?
Moves mountains, man. I can't imagine going through anything like that, being an everyday regular person, but never mind doing that while trying to get back on the ice. They both look 10 times, and they nothing holding them back, and they're so – they can just, I mean, take a breath of fresh air. And, I mean, I've talked to Will, and trying to practice while doing chemo, it's like I take a step forward and 3 steps back every time, but now he's like, I don't have anything really holding me back. So it's been really good to see him, and Zach's – the 6'6 goalie that we all know, and he's bringing it.
You're going to get on that ice in 9 days, October 1st, and play Arizona State. How excited are you to get out there for the first time? And I'm sure it's going to be a very anxious and excited crowd to see all these new guys too.
Oh, definitely. I think it's going to be a very tense and excited locker room too with all the new guys. Not really sure what to expect. I mean, I remember my first game. I had all the blood and juices were flowing, and I was excited and nervous all at the same time.
Didn't you almost get in a fight in your first game?
Yeah, that was, yeah, I did.
That's
right in front of the Gopher net there.
Yep, yep.
But yeah, I mean, I'm excited for them. They're so excited, and I know how I felt, and I feel like it is very similar, and they have that drive and that passion that I know what it takes to be in the NCAA.